This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Campaigning continues for seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Top political leaders are leaving no stone unturned to garner support in their party's favour. Polling in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across seven states and a union territory on 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in fray in this phase. Today, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be conducting three rallies in Uttar Pradesh starting at 11 a.m. The rallies will be held at Mirzapur, Ghosi and Basgaon. While Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, will be conducting rallies in Mirzapur, Chandauli, Ghazipur and Gorakhpur. Last phase of polling will take place on 1st of June for 13 seats in Uttar Pradesh. Prime Minister Modi's own seat, Varanasi, is also included in this phase. In Bihar, leaders of NDA and Grand Alliance and other parties holding back-to-back multiple rallies. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address two public meetings today in support of the NDA candidates. Mr. Shah will address election rallies in Karakat and Sasaram parliamentary constituencies. BJP President JP Nadda is also scheduled to address public meetings in Jahanabad, Ara and Nalanda Lok Sabha constituencies today. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, LJP Ram Vilas Chief Chirag Paswan and other NDA leaders will also address election rallies in support of party candidates. Leaders of the Grand Alliance from RJD, Congress and left parties will also hit the campaigning trail today. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav and Vikashil Insan Party chief Mukesh Sahni will hold public meetings in Buxar, Nalanda, Ara and Pataliputr constituencies in support of RJD and CPI ML candidates. A voter turnout of 61.76% has been recorded in the sixth phase of ongoing Lok Sabha elections for which polling was held yesterday. The polling in all 58 parliamentary constituencies spread to over six states and two union territories remained peaceful. Our correspondent reports that with the conclusion of phase six, polling for the Lok Sabha elections is now completed in 486 parliamentary constituencies in 28 states and UTs. In Gujarat, a major fire broke out at the TRP game zone in Rajkot city last evening, in which 26 persons are reportedly dead so far. Among them, 9 are children. A special investigation team, SIT, has been formed to probe into the incident. Rajkot Police Commissioner Raju Bhargav informed that all game zones in Rajkot have been ordered to close. He said that complaint will be registered and action will be taken against those responsible. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel announced 4 lakh rupees relief to families of victims in addition to 50,000 rupees assistance to those injured. Fire brigade teams reached the spot and attempts were made to douse the fire. TRP game zone is reportedly the biggest game zone in the Saurashtra region of Gujarat. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that cyclonic storm Remal over North Bay of Bengal has been intensified to severe cyclonic storm about 270 kilometers south-southeast of Sagar Island in West Bengal. IMD said it will move northwards, intensify further and cross Bangladesh and adjacent West Bengal coast by midnight tonight as a severe cyclonic storm with maximum wind speed of 110 to 120 kilometers per hour. Filmmaker Payal Kavadia today scripted history by becoming the first Indian filmmaker to win Grand Prix Award at the Cannes Film Festival for her film All We Imagine as Light. The film bagged the award, the second most prestigious prize of the festival after the Palme d'Or, which went to American director Sean Baker for Anora. Kapadia's movie is the first Indian film in 30 years and first ever by an Indian female director to be showcased in the main competition. India's Simran Sharma has won gold medal in World Para-Athletics Championships in Kobe, Japan. Simran clinched the gold in the women's 200 T12 event, achieving a personal best time of 24.95 seconds on the competition's final day yesterday. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad SRH will take on Kolkata Knight Riders in the summit clash at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.